Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. A glimpse into agronomic desolation amid the catastrophic landscape smeared by environmental neglect and the ghosts of rivers that once were, a new form of agriculture stubbornly takes root. The hydroponic empires rise. Picture vast wastelands stretching beneath a scorching sun formerly known as breadbaskets, now eerily silent save for the whispers of toxic winds. Here, the throes of traditional farming moan in the perpetual dusk of hopelessness. The rise of the waterless gardeners. As a defiant act against this grainy apocalypse, visionaries have rolled out their green carpets in the form of hydroponic farms. Endless rows of verdant vegetation seem to float in the air, with no soil to anchor them. These high-tech oases utilize mere mists of nutrient-infused water to conjure life from the barren. A solution or merely an echo? One might ponder if this defiance signals a revolution in our means of sustenance or if it's but a fleeting mirage. Hydroponics, though ingeniously sparing of water and soil, requires immense energy. Powered by the fading pulse of a starving grid, these farms stand at the razor's edge of sustainability and catastrophe. Portrait of a hydroponic baron. Take the tale of one Cassandra Green, a former soil farmer turned hydroponic baron. We saw the storm coming, but nothing could have prepared us for the relentless onslaught of aridity, she confesses, her face cast in the artificial twilight of UV growth lamps. Her produce somehow feels defiantly vibrant, even as the world outside crumbles. The tautology of high-tech hope. Cassandra embodies the spirit of these new empires, a fusion of frantic innovation and desperate hope. Yet the shadows that play upon her farm speak of a world where even the sunlight is rationed, and the reliance on technology becomes its own kind of shackle. Mourning the fallen fields. Poignant is the contrast between these beacons of artificial life and the fields that once thrived. The same hands that tended the soil now weave through air, treating plants suspended in a vital vacuum. Where once there was diversity, now monocultures of engineered resilience strain for dominion. Is this the final act of resistance? Our present grim reality may yet cling to such innovations as the flickers of progress. Cassandra's reluctant smile betrays a resilience, a refusal to submit to the doom hanging over humanity's head. But like the last luminous moments before nightfall, one wonders how long until darkness claims even this shining defiance. Conclusion: Chronicles of the Futile. In a world thirsting for solutions, hydroponic empires are both a testament to human ingenuity and a somber reminder of our predicament. They are islands in a desolate stream, brimming with life, yet surrounded by a dying civilization. Whether these farms will become relics of a past struggle or the harbingers of a new form of existence amidst desolation, only time will tell. Yet they stand as the audacious heartbeats of agriculture, a rhythm in the eerie silence of our feudal land.